joined this morning by Coach Foster. First day of practice for Dodge City. It's your first morning practice. At least you'll have another practice this evening. How have you thought the first practice has gone so far?
Well, it's gone great. You know, we've got good numbers, and you know, we jumped in with a heavy emphasis on special teams with kickoff return today, and doing some offensive and defensive install, and giving the kids a heads up before tonight's practice.
I guess you mentioned you have great numbers. Any idea how many you've got out this morning?
You know, very typical 100-ish, 110, somewhere in there. You know, anybody that obviously didn't take care of paperwork setting out today, and it'll take a few days to shake that out.
I guess first day of practice, you know, you mentioned you're trying to get some things installed for tonight's practice. I guess what's the overall goal for the first day of practice?
You know, we're really to assess and see where our kids are from summer camp. You know, that's a month removed, essentially, so seeing where they're recall is, you know, sharing things with them on huddle, seeing, you know, if they're willing to put in the time and be ready for tonight's practice, which is entirely an offense and defense emphasis.
You mean tonight's practice is entirely offense and defense? You don't have a lot of starters back on offense from last year, but you do have your quarterback, Dawson Williams, back from last year. So even though you only have three starters back from last year, how big of a deal is it to have your quarterback back from last year?
Well, it's big. You know, after 9 weeks, he was 6A's leading rusher. You know, we bring back some kids who will be very good up front, some young skill kids that we're very excited about. So we're excited about the offensive group that we bring to the table. Now it's just adjusting things to what their strengths are.
You got six starters back on defense, over 50% of the defense back from last year. How good do you feel about the defense heading into the season?
I feel very good. And, you know, in some of those gaps that we need to fill, we feel very good about the youngsters coming in that we feel like can replace those guys. And being a year stronger and faster with your older guys, we're excited about that and feel like that's a strength of our team.
I know we've talked a little bit last week about this year's team is going to be a little young. You have a very good sophomore class. So I guess, how do you feel about, you know, this year's team overall heading into the season?
Well, you're excited because it's a new and different team, and every year brings that. So there'll be some challenges with that many sophomores stepping foot on the field, but they're stepping on the field because we perceive that they're at a varsity level. So every day will tell us a story through the course of this week and how we evolve as a team.
We mentioned, you know, the defense. You feel very good about it. I know you've got two guys that were first team all district last year coming back to anchor that defensive line. How big is that for you guys up front?
Well, you know, Marcos Fisher and Evan Darville were men amongst boys a year ago as sophomores, and we look for those two to be leaders on that defense and a dominant force there.
Coach, appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning.
You bet. Thanks for waking up early.